also. Lord be with you. You know, I am a big sinner. Why? Because I will speak tonight about family, but I did not show to you pictures of my family. And please don't tell this about this for my wife. And I have some few photo with me, my wife. Yeah. And you know, it's me and my wife. She's named Anya. And next photo, please. This is my daughter. This is photo from last year. It's Bogdana. She's 12. And Olesya, she's 10. And once more, please. This is wife and my daughters. And the last, we are all together. Thank you. Marriage is the most beautiful gift. Marriage is very influential and very serious. R.C. Sproul said, marriage can become a source of true delight which humans will not want to change for anything else or for any money. Never. But for making marriage a delight, you need to know the truth and make an effort even more than that. You should keep making effort through all of life. Today I want to share with you some of my reflection and little research about marriage. Besides my own meditation on the scripture, I used and tried to understand a few books which were written by godly people who love Christ. All of these authors are pretty famous, and perhaps you are acquainted personally with some of them. I have read and understand these books: Trinity and Reality by Ralph Smith, Reforming Marriage by Douglas Wilson, Living of God's Glory by Joel Beakey, and some materials from Richard R.C. Sproul, John Calvin, and Martin Luther. Marriage is the territory of openness. To be the one who has been known by somebody and still be loved is one of the highest goals of marriage. This process of knowing should develop through communication. And here are two positions. Some people are afraid of this process because when they will know somebody, they will hate this person. While the other group is afraid that when they will know somebody, they will fall in love with this person. Which are right? Communication is a bilateral process which is based on the ability to listen. All of us need to develop this skill. Marriage is until a two radically different person. For this unity to become a territory of openings, it's necessary to learn to listen and to listen with the heart, not just with the ears. We can call this ability to listen reading between lines, listening with the heart, being attentive to intonation, to facial expression, to gestures. On the other hand, both the husbands and the wife should learn to express their feelings, thoughts, and desires in a world. It is difficult to build a relationship with someone who is offended because his or her spouse didn't guess what he or she was thinking. We need to learn how to speak, but only after we first learn how to listen. The skill of listening displays humbleness and wisdom. Human beings are strange creatures because often when they say go away, this simultaneously scream hug me. No, it is not a disease. It is fair to be naked, to be open, but marriage, like any other relationship, can be deep without true openness. We are sinful people and we need abandon the idea of looking strong. Only God is really strong. We should be open and not be afraid to vulnerable falselessness, and shortcomings are a serious obstacle in communication because they ruin trust. A lie is an attempt to ray away from openness and responsibility, and in the end is a bright pen and destruction. Knowing is impossible without communication. Communication requires some sort of nakedness. Sometimes the nakedness is attractive, is captures, exists, draws us close to another person. For example, when a husband or wife does something which is worthy to be on the first page of the top ranking newspaper. But sometimes it repels and embarrasses, and even says, not the nakedness itself, but something that is revealed in it. But love never falls. If when we become married, we think that we will find an ideal person, we are wrong. Of course, our husband or wife, it is the best for us, but love is the ability to accept another, not be seeking the best person. After all, I am not ideal, so why should I think that I deserve in an ideal person? Love is action and faithfulness. It is acceptance and service. It is selfish reasons. We made God when we keep learning to be open. God relevance himself. He gave us the possibility to know him. He showed himself in the Holy Scriptures. When his bride rejects his revelation and turns away from God, she is doing and suffers. God is an example for us. He knows about all our sins and still love us. Even more, he takes care of his bride and gives himself up for her sake. This is amazing comfort. We need to reflect this comfort in our marital relationship. The Apostle Paul shows this model of relationship in Ephesians 5, chapter 5. Christ and his bride, church, is the image for the material relationship between a husband and wife. In his commentary of Ephesians, Calvin wrote that it is not natural to not love your wife. God has defined marriage in order that two become one. This is a goal that any other earthly union can't achieve. We read in Genesis that a man should leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife. And by these statements, God points out that man should choose marriage above any other union, because marriage is the most holy among the human unions. It mirrors our union with Christ, who endows us with his own life, because we are that flesh of his flesh. Marriage is a great mystery which can't be completely described by words. Marriage was conceived as intimacy, such a kind of intimacy that primates a human being on all levels. Openness which is possible only because of listening and speaking. It's the basis of intimacy. God takes marriage very seriously. Marriage, as I have said before, as I have said before, is an image of the relationship between Christ and the church. And because of that, we have a serious challenge. While people are looking at our marriage, they should see the love and beauty of the relationship between Christ and the church. It is hard to find somebody who will argue with these two truths. The first, marriage plays a big role in the inception of a person, because all of us are derived from some kind of family, whether from a good family or from a family with a multiplied of trouble. As psychologists like to say, we are all from childhood. The second truth, during the time when there is possible to make the biggest impact on person, that person is surrounded by father and mother, brothers and sisters. Marriage is not just about as a husband and wife. It touches a much broader cycle of people, and after all, converts the whole world. Marriage is responsibility. If we will sum up exactly what Scripture teaches about marriage and make an emphasis on these truths which are under attack the modern world, we can say this. Family is a covenantal relationship. An oath, a promise formed between husband and wife to create a family. In marriage, a husband and wife become one body, and this is not just about physical relationship. Both partners need to learn how to be one body throughout their entire lives. In marriage, both partners receive a new status and new responsibilities, and this becomes more important than any obligation in other relationship. Marriage is to become an accept about your husband or wife, and it is possibility only through communication and openness, as was said before. The family was the first social institute from Old Testament times, from the creation of the world, and this model continues, and it is constant and unchangeable, it is a sense, in spite of many attacks. Family controls the future. Children are submitted to parents and they appear in the institution of the family in the relationship which exists between their parents. This process forms the influence of the family on the future. When God created community, He created it as a community of love. The covenant love between husband and wife is essential family love. It comes before parental love and normally remains after it. Through that covenant love, children are born. Children learn to love their parents in response by parent love. As they grow, they learn to love others, and the love of their immediate family extends to the large family, to friends and neighborhoods, to the local church, and to the people we'll never meet, living in place they will never visit. Through works of charity and missionary giving, family love is extended to all mankind. When children grow up and marry, the process of nurturing and extending family love begins again. Claims of fighters for equality force us to suppose that true love undermines the hierarchy. But in the reality of the Bible worldview, it is vice versa. There are persons of the Trinity are equal in essence and having all divine attributes, while at the same time order and structuring are present in their relationship. Trinitarian love doesn't diminish, not erase this structure, but is clearly relevanted in it. It does not mean that any relationship between equal person doesn't exist or can't exist. This relationship express equality, which characteristic of the sense of the three persons of Trinity. Family relationship in the Bible are structured. Husband subordinate to Christ is the head of the household. A wife should submit herself to her husband. Children should obey their father and their mother. Biblical hierarchy, which we see in Ephesians, is not prison, not captivity, not oppression. It is a service to ones who are subordinate to you, faithful service, even until death. And this is model of biblical leadership and hierarchy in the family. Service which does not seek its own, but instead leads a family to the true goal of gratitude and worship God. Husbands love their wives and take care of them. Parents sacrifice for the sake of their children who are subordinate them. The family has a tremendous influence. Parents who are raising children in obedience lay the foundation of the social order. Obedience and keeping the law in the society are largely depend on obedience to the parents in the family. That's why parents have such a great responsibility. Honoring and self-sacrifice are two main manifestations of love, which we need to grow in ourselves and become a good example for our children to follow. While looking at world around us, it is scary to read these words. Among the scripture which are moving around in pagan society, it is hard to read these words, but it is the word of God. We can have strong thrown at us, be excused, backwardness and encroachment on human freedom. But in reading the Holy Scripture, we know that only the Lord and by following His word will we be free. Everything else which contradicts His words is nothing more than the devil trap and his chains. Sometimes, while people are reading Ephesians, something like this is happening. Husband rubs their hands saying, "Finally, now you will wash my socks, bring my coffee every morning, and just do everything that I will say. I am a boss, and you should just obey. Wives think and say, "Well, it was my decision to come to this church and marry to this man, so I need to live with him and suffer." But this is not what Paul was writing. Talk about Christ, his point out there, you must leave your throne and descend to the sinful world in order to serve your beloved, completely giving yourself up in order to bring her to the main thing, worship. Having power, we bear responsibility. We husbands and wives, we parents, bear responsibility. The example of Christ and church as bride become an example for the husband. She, the church, becomes a bride not because he forced her, but because he gave himself up on sacrifice himself for her sake. The Apostle Paul also mentioned parents and he addressed the husband and wife that they should leave their parents. He quotes Genesis 2:24. To leave means not just physically, but emotional as well. In our country, this is a big problem. Tradition and economical situation often force children to live with their parents in one room, in one flat, even when they already have their own children. I often see married couple disobey God's commandments about separation from parents, and as a result, everyone around suffers. But one thing cheers me up. Ukrainian is developed, Christians are learning, and they make progress in submitting our culture to God's truth. Keeping in mind the importance of separation from parents, we also need to take into account that our parents have invested something in us. When we build a new family, we need to talk about our previous experience in an order to avoid unnecessary conflict. The new family is consequence experience of two different people who agreed to create kind of joint rules to form can enjoy it values. We need to be open to one another. In the commentary of Ephesians 5, Calvin wrote that it is not natural for a man not to love his wife because God defines marriage as two become one. When Moses said that a man will leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife, he pointed out that this union is priority above all others. The union is the most holy because it mirrors the union with Christ. Husband and wife both belong to God, but at the same time they belong to one another and complete one another. They were created by God and share the love of Christ, and both of them are inheritors of eternal life. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ giving us adoption at the same time gave us to the restoration of family relationship. The Apostle Paul showed us the relationship between Christ and the church and emphasized that this is example for the union of husband and wife, and this union both participants have their own place and their own role. I will read you description of this role from marital liturgy, which is used in Reformed churches in Ukraine. Christ is the head. He revealed his love when sacrificed himself. Following Christ's example, the husband should be sacrificial and loving to his wife. The duty of the man in his life with God, he should be an example for his wife. He must take care of his wife and protect her. His status is not merely authority, but also a responsibility. Wives keep this unity and honoring the status which her husband has as the head of the family. The church relies on Christ and she is under his leadership. It is the same with the wife in her relationship to her husband. The wife is called to help her husband in everything which according to the will of God and to live in love with him. This kind of relationship requires learning. I don't live for myself. It is not just some understanding which I have. It is everyday practice and it requires constant learning. If we will live like this, people around us will see the unity which we have the Christ and the love which he reveals to us. Because of our sinfulness, in every marriage there are some troubles and advertise, but is the situation we can really on God and ask Him for help, because our hope is in Him as well as our help. Psalm 124. Our help is the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Because we have God's forgiveness, we have an example of marital relationship, forgive one another. We are not alone in our journey, and is not the first time that Christians were called to defend God's truth about what marriage is. On this basis of Holy Scripture, such famous reforms as John Calvin and Martin Luther great influence the understanding of marriage in society. Looking back on their experience, we need to continue on displaying God's truth about the family to this world. Luther was a monk, and the girl whose name was Catherine von Bora was a nun. On the 13th of June, 1525, they were married, which was unacceptable and wrong according to the Roman Catholic view at that time. They lived a happy life together, and people said that Luther would not change his wife for friends or vines. Katerina was really that person who takes care of Luther and brought order into his life and house. Katerina saved him from deep falling into debts. Katerina gave birth to 6 children, 3 boys and 3 girls. Besides this, Luther and his wife adopt 6 more kids. Here are a couple of phrases written by Luther which characterized his relationship with Katerina. In the household business, I concede to Katerina in everything else. I am guided by the Holy Spirit. His marriage would please his father. Rail the Pope makes the angels laugh and the devils weep, and would see his testimony. The joy of marriage, like everything else in life, is a gift that we can only thankfully receive. To have peace in the family is a gift which is comparable to the gospel. This is one is especially valuable for those who are not married yet, so listen carefully, please. It is easy to get married, but to treat your wife with love is so much harder. Unity of the flesh is not enough for this matter. In marriage, you need unity of taste and characters, and you can't reach this unity during one night. It is possible for an unmarried person to say this. When Martin and Katrina become married, their fact brought the church back to marriage. Because it's very hard to give advice about marriage when you aren't married yourself. They raised question about marriage and raising children to a whole new level. Luther defined marriage and celibacy in 1520. Luther in his letter to the Christian nobility of German nation argued for canceling celibacy. In fact, he started that in the base of scripture, everyone has the right to become married, even a priest. later on, when he became the head of family, referring of Augustine, he said, "Marriage is a duty and means of obtaining holiness. Marriage was founded before the fall. Because of marriage, the earth was filled with people. After the fall, marriage became a means of obtaining holiness." This is what Augustine said, and no one can refute it. I will add to this that children are these fruits of love. Speaking about love, he said that love between husband and wife is so special that you can't find it anywhere else, because it can't exist anywhere else. Also, he said that the husband should work with the sweat of his brow to provide for his family. In his sermon, he also said about the duty of parents regarding raising children, and he gave some rules for children's behavior. Luther states the parents should spend requesting time with children, that this is important deed in God's eyes, and if they miss it, they are transcendent with hell. His view was contrast with the understanding of marriage in medieval times. The same is true with our views, which are based on the Bible. They are contrast to the conception of marriage outside the church. Calvin said that family is an instrument in God's hands, and it should not become our hope, because only the Lord is our hope, and our mind should be immediate at the future life. Why do I think that the words are so important? Because today we have two extremes despising marriage and a cult of marriage. Neither of them are good, so we as children of Heavenly King, we should be conscious about the one day of life, even those it is God gives, and at the same time we should be conscious that we are in constant struggle. Openness, which is based on the skill of listening and speaking, on covenantal relationship, and on imagine Christ's example in marriage by both husband and wife, this is that thing which will make a marriage solid and lasting. Marriage is an amazing, beautiful gift. And if we follow Christ's example, then we change the world and bring the gospel to those around us. May Lord bless all of you on this path. Thank you.